Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, June 5. In Squiz Kids today, Aussie home for Hong Kongers, Tokyo's scaled back Olympics, Star Wars star steps up, and who wants to live in a house made of snot? That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
Tiananmen Square is a place name you might hear something about today. It's a massive gathering place in the middle of the Chinese capital, Beijing, where, 31 years ago yesterday, some protesters were killed as they fought for freedoms that you and I take for granted. The anniversary is especially important in Hong Kong this year, after its parliament yesterday passed a law which makes it illegal to insult the Chinese national anthem. It's the latest development in a series of crackdowns on the citizens of Hong Kong, and it's why many countries, including Australia, are talking about declaring themselves a safe haven for any Hong Kongers who feel compelled to leave their country and start afresh somewhere new. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong last night, with police threatening to break up any Tiananmen commemorations, Hong Kongers were being urged to light a candle in their windows in an act of solidarity.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Monterey Bay off the coast of California in the United States, where scientists have been studying a tiny tadpole-like creature called a giant larvation, which makes itself a house out of snot every day. Ew. Is like one ginormous snot bubble that they live inside as they float about the sea. And it's so complex and so delicate and carefully constructed that it sucks in teeny tiny bits of food and pumps it to the tadpole sitting snugly in the middle of all that snot. Why are scientists so interested in tadpole snot? Because they believe if they can understand why this mucus is such an effective home-building material, we might be able to apply the science to our own dwellings. Because who doesn't want to live in a house built from snot? There's a link to a snot house in today's episode notes.
Sport time!
Next year's Tokyo Olympics could look very different to other modern Olympics, with hosts Japan yesterday indicating that a simplified, scaled-back version of the Games might be necessary because of the coronavirus. Fewer athletes, fewer sports, and many fewer spectators were all options being considered as organisers tried to make plans for the world's biggest sporting event. The Games were meant to happen next month, but have been postponed by a year. Meanwhile, in the NRL last night, the Roosters flogged the Broncos by 59-0. Ouch!
Pop Culture Corner.
As protests sparked by the death of black American George Floyd continued to spread around the world yesterday, one actor who's been especially vocal is Star Wars star John Boyega. He plays the character Finn in the new Star Wars films. He's spent the past week marching with protesters in his hometown of London, making impassioned speeches about racial inequality, saying, "Enough is enough." And yesterday, Lucasfilm, the massive company that makes Star Wars films, expressed their wholehearted support for the actor. Also moved to speak out closer to home is AFL star Buddy Franklin. The Sydney Swans full forward used his Instagram account to highlight the plight of Indigenous Australians and urged justice for all.
What's up, Fox?
Every Friday, we check in with Squiz Kids Ambassador Flynn, known as the Fox to his friends, to see what he's been reading, listening to, and watching. And this week in the reading stakes, he's dived back into a favourite series, the third book from Aussie author John Marsden's award-winning Tomorrow series. This book's called The Third Day, The Frost, and it picks up the gripping tale of Ellie and her teenage friends as they continue to fight an invading army. On the listening front, he's been taken in by the sultry sounds of Noah Cyrus and her haunting song, July. She's Miley's sister by name, says the Fox, but a bit more like Billie Eilish in the music stakes. And as for watching, he and his sister lost themselves at the weekend in the newish animated film Onward, from the same team that brought you Toy Story and The Incredibles. It's lots of funny, with just a dash of sad. There are links to all of these cool things in today's episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What gooey mucus emitted from tadpole-like critters are scientists in California busy studying? That's right, it's snot. Question number two. In which city in Japan are the Olympics due to be held next year? You got it, it's Tokyo. Question number three. What's the name of the Star Wars character played by actor John Boyega? Yeah, it's Finn. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
It's June the 5th, World Environment Day. If you're near a tree today, go and give it some love. It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday. Ethan and Samuel from Sunshine Coast, Ethan from Hunter Valley, Dylan, Eleanor and Ellie from Sydney, Lexi from Davistown, Claire from Lakewood, Poppy and Ellie from Hughesdale, Benji from Warrenwood, Ellie from Inverell, Bethany from Maidstone, Liza and Peach from Abbotsford, Aditi from Parramatta, Edward from Adelaide, Amy from DY, Frankie from East Bentley, Maddie from Kiama, and Emily from Proserpine. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Connor from Cranbourne, Miles from Lyndhurst, Chelsea from Sydney, and John and Sarah from Willoughby. And because we won't be podcasting on Monday morning, some extra long, long weekend birthday shout-outs for everyone celebrating a birthday in the next 3 days. To Finn and Eli from Gosford, Cooper from Dubbo, Eloise from Canberra, William from Crookwell, Matilda, Stephanie, Cooper and Addison from Sydney, Jaya from Croydon, Leah from Bathurst, Vanessa from Lynbrook, Addy and Ben from Brisbane, Ashton from Sunshine Bay, Jake from Gunnedah, Theo from Dixon, Patrick from Kempsey, Kiara from Tottenham, Jordan from Roxby Downs, Kristen from Ballarat, Bridget from Ingham, Clayton from Devonport. Was anybody not born on this weekend? Austin from Crescent Head, Rayon from Croydon Park, Thomas from Cronulla, Erdem from Rhodes, Carly from Meadow Springs. I mean, seriously, I feel like I'm the only person not born on this weekend. Ava from Hunters Hill, Archie from Clovelly, Lucy from McGregor, Edward from Elstonwick, Charlie from French's Forest, Jace and Noah from Abbotsford, Dominic from Kirrawee, we're almost there, Gemma from Waverley, Noam from Ormond, Riddy from Bengaluru in India, and Itan from Paris in France. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, unsurprisingly, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. Remember, it's a long weekend, so we're not going to be back again until Tuesday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent long weekend. Unless, of course, you're in Queensland and WA. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.